Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
To me, one of the funniest stories of the day was a little thing that came out of Boston where the World Cup and soccer fans were in town from Scotland. Of course, Boston's a big Irish town, and several of the bars, including the Sam Adams Tap Room, ran out of beer.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In Pensacola, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You want to weigh in? You want to talk? You want to share your thoughts? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It's already a hot one at 610 this morning. And it's going to be a high of about 92 or 93 today. We do get a break from the rain and the showers. It's going to be a nice, bright, sunny day today. And then we get back into thunderstorms tomorrow. So at least today, nice, bright, sunny day. It is an excessive heat warning, though. So keep that in mind. I mean, it's just that time of year anyway. You heard right there in the national news update, wildfires out west. Well, not just that. I was mentioning earlier, Vegas is going to be like 107 to possibly 109 this week. You know, Phoenix, Arizona is going to be in the triple digits. Even New York City going to be in triple digits this week. So it's going to be vicious all around the whole country, it seems like. Last segment we were talking about AI. Trust crisis. That's the phrase I was trying to remember. There's a trust crisis for employees at their work because of AI. That's the phrase I was trying to remember when we were talking about that. So the United States and Iran have agreed to stand down for now and resume peace talks. That came out yesterday, about midday yesterday. Obviously, a major development in what's going on with overseas. And the latest update here, apparently Bahrain and Kuwait were targeted by Tehran shortly after they said that they would resume peace talks. Tehran insists on control of the Strait of Hormuz, despite the U.S. peace talks conversation. We're getting a little bit of here, a little bit of there, type of conversation when it comes down to it. So apparently, the agreement would allow vessels to move freely through the Strait of Hormuz, according to the U.S. official. Iran, though, has not confirmed the deal, and as I just pointed out, there was missile attacks as early as today. So, no, we'll see what happens with that. It seems like what I find is as long as there's conversation, let me put it this way. As soon as any official, not just Trump, any official comes out from the United States and says, ceasefire has been reached with Iran. Just saying it, even if it's not true, the stock market spikes up. I'm just saying. If you just go like, well, has it really? We need to get some sort of confirmation. The market's like, no, good enough for me. Good enough for me. And it just, it shoots right up. Like, that's what happened yesterday. The futures market, everything just shot right up as soon as there was word that came out that there was a ceasefire reached. I think that's a signal or a sign of, like, how optimistic and hopeful investors are. It's like they jump on anything. Like, seriously? Sweet. Awesome. You know, to go with something like that. All right. It's Petco Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. I got another minute here. So I do want to cover this other story pertaining to America being 250 years old. But I guess we're kind of running out of time on it. So we do have, you know, we're getting to that time of year. We're only a couple of days away from July. And we have, so that means we've got our Sparks and Stars Symphony Orchestra that we're going to be broadcasting or simulcasting live right here on News Radio 92.3. That'll be next Friday. And so we've got that coming up here. And then after that, we have actually Blue Angels, Red, White, and Blues at towards the end of the month of July. And so we've got our yearly History of the Blues that's coming up here in about a minute right here on News Radio 93. Bands on the Beach is presented by Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at the Gulfside Pavilion. So this week it will be, I got to actually figure out which one it's going to be on this one.
Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
What's that?
Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
Ah, perfect. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. Perfect. So be sure to go check that out over there. Once again, you can, you know, bring your own chairs and stuff like that. There's not really places to sit on out there. It's awesome. If you haven't been to Bands on the Beach, you're missing out. It's one of my favorite things here to do in Pensacola area. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives. PJ. PJ, go ahead.
All right, thank you, Bobby. There is a vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. No roadblock associated with that. Also taking a look at the big board, the front gate of NES Pensacola is backed up to Bayou Grande Lane. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. This History of the Blues is brought to you by Prim and Proper.
The late 1940s saw the Blue Angels move their home base from NAS Jacksonville to NAS Corpus Christi and finally to Whiting Field outside Pensacola. By the end of the decade, the Blue Angels had expanded their team to 6 aircraft and made the transition to the jet age, trading in their propeller-driven Bearcats for Grumman's new jet, the F-9F Panther. Flying jets allowed the Blue Angels to fly even tighter formations because there was no prop wash or engine torque to contend with, as there was on propeller-driven craft. The first show in these new jets was at NAS Pensacola in August of 1949. 51 shows were performed in 1949, the last being in Mobile to commemorate the grand opening of the new Bates Field Municipal Airport. The 1950 season had 22 shows, including season openers at NAS Pensacola and Whiting Field. But the season was cut short by the conflict in Korea. The Navy was in need of qualified fighter pilots, and in June of 1950, the Blue Angels were ordered deactivated and into active combat duty status. After a farewell performance for the home-based Pensacola community, the Blue Angels headed west, stopping briefly for their final air show in Dallas. Off Korea, the team formed the nucleus of Fighter Squadron 191 aboard the aircraft carrier USS Princeton. The squadron was nicknamed Satan's Kittens, and their squadron insignia was designed by none other than Walt Disney himself. Their primary mission was to provide close air support and reconnaissance missions. The leader of the Blue Angels, Lieutenant Commander Johnny Magda, was shot down and killed off North Korea's northeast coast on March 8, 1951. Later that same year, the Chief of Naval Operations saw a recurring need for a flight demonstration team and ordered the Blue Angels reactivated. The team's stated mission was to demonstrate precision techniques of naval aviation to Navy personnel and, if directed, to the public. Lieutenant Commander Butch Voris, the team's original leader, was called upon to reorganize the flight demonstration team, this time returning their home base to the Naval Air Advanced Training Command at NAS Corpus Christi. Two pilots who were with the Blue Angels just prior to the Korean conflict were selected as part of the new 6-man team. The first public showing of the new Blue Angels was at the Memphis Mid-South Navy Festival on June 19, 1952. Also in 1952, the Blue Angels flew their first joint air show with the newly formed Air Force Thunderbirds. I'll be back with more after this.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Witness an ejection at supersonic speed and see the Blue Angels move their home base back to Florida. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's fan favorites Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. High-energy rock, R&B, swing, funk, soul, and one of the funkiest horn sections anywhere. It's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Beer Fest, ABC at the Fish House, San Marzano Tomato Wine Dinner at Angelina's, Summer Restaurant Week at Great Southern, Jackson's, and Julia, and the festive Ferragosto celebration at Angelina's, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
And you told me not to drive, but I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be.
Good morning news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew today. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text. Text is best. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And if you would like to, first let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom, then we'll get into some other news stories here. Go ahead, David.
Well, good morning, Bobby. President Trump warning that the U.S. could potentially return to full military action against Iran as new strikes have raised concerns about the future of the ceasefire agreement. U.S. officials say American forces hit Iranian military targets after attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran then responded with missile and drone attacks targeting U.S.-linked infrastructure in Bahrain and Kuwait. Both sides continue accusing each other of violating the agreement. Mega heat dome toasting the eastern U.S. this week and lasting well into the 4th of July weekend. Forecasters say two small heat domes are colliding, making for one large dome. Temperatures all over the place going to be pretty crazy. And Bobby, the Pentagon says a new artificial intelligence system called Agent Network is going to help military commanders identify targeting options in just seconds. By scanning intelligence and operational data, officials say this system won't make strike decisions. Humans will stay in control. The announcement comes as experts continue debating both the potential and risks of advanced AI.
So the heat domes is why we're getting so much heat all around the country. Because I was mentioned earlier, New York City is getting like 101, 102 degrees later this week. Vegas is well over triple digits, Phoenix well over triple digits, and of course we're in an excessive heat warning here as well. So a couple of heat domes mating is the reason.
Yes, yeah, that right? appears to be it. They always, okay. It always, it cracks me up. They always have to have like some big important sounding like name for it. They can't just say it's going to be hot. We have to have like the heat dome of doom.
The heat dome. Yeah. It's like when they used to talk about the, remember a few years ago when they had the big cold air that would hit like the Midwest, and they would call it the polar vortex of terror. Okay. They didn't call it the terror. It was just called the polar vortex, but it sounds like of terror is the last part that they should be adding, right?
Right, that's the part we're leaving out.
That's the part we're leaving out. The heat dome of despair. You know, they're missing the last part of it right there. So it's like, just call it what it is. The heat dome of despair is meeting the heat dome of, you know, anxiety. And so that's what's happening. So. All right. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Wait, before I let you go, David, have you been watching the World Cup?
No, what? I'm not.
But America is now watching soccer again. So you're like the only one who's not watching soccer?
Well, you know, I kind of get my fill of soccer when I have to take the kids out to their games.
Oh, I see. So, I see.
Yeah, no,
so
you, I don't know.
You don't have the World Cup soccer. You got the Pee Wee League of soccer you're following.
I'm more of a, you know, an American football kind of guy.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, I am too. But I got to admit, I've been watching a little bit of European, or I guess the rest of the world football as it goes on. And the men's World Cup team has definitely reignited a little bit of passion for soccer. PJ, you've been watching the World Cup?
I'm like David. Sorry.
Just American football through and through. Here we go. That's how it goes. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, though. I was like, I seem to only watch soccer during the World Cup. And even then, I'm not watching a whole lot right now. It's like I wait till it gets to the semifinal rounds, and then I start watching it. But it's a cultural moment. It's got a lot of people talking sports, patriotism, why we're suddenly obsessed with soccer. The thing I think it's interesting is a friend of mine sent me some videos. Apparently, Europeans are coming here from England, and also in Italy. But then other like Australians are coming here, New Zealanders, and you know, because they're coming here for the games, and they're going to social media. And they're basically saying, guys, the media has been lying to us. America is awesome. And have you guys seen any of these videos? Have you guys seen any of these things popping up?
I really haven't. How about you, David?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, so apparently this is like a thing where Europeans are feeling, or like not just Europeans, but foreigners are feeling compelled to go to their social media and talk about how great America is. It's clean. They feel safe. They feel all these other things because apparently in their countries, the media is like, stay away from America. It's a cesspool. There's guns on the streets, just walking down the road, shooting people randomly. There's, you know, it's violent. Everybody there's a racist. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And like, this is nothing of what we've found. In fact, there was a few videos, multiple ones that were sent to me over the weekend because my friend knew I was show prepping and was like, you need to maybe talk about this. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool because there's multiple videos where people from England are like, did you know how well developed America is? They're like, even the poorest parts of America that I've visited are better than some of the nice parts in England. Like they're sitting there going on. And so the World Cup and having games, you know, in all different parts of the country are basically breaking down the media message that has been going on and apparently in foreign countries. Didn't really know what was going on, but apparently that's what's been going on. The other thing that's kind of funny is apparently a lot of them have been upset about the excessive heat in like Texas. And there was some things I was watching about from Europeans here, and they were like, we complain about our heat that we get. And they're like, I'll never do that again after visiting Texas. So I thought that was kind of funny, too. This is the final week for the Supreme Court. Major decisions going around with the Supreme Court. And so I'm sure as things roll out, we will definitely, you know, have more to talk about when it comes to that. But that's one of the things on our watch list this week is the Supreme Court's final week. There's some things pertaining to voting rights, health care, things that might hit your wallet, stuff like that. So we definitely need to keep up with that. I think one of the big ones that they're going to be doing, where'd it go? Is nope. Oh, darn it. I just lost it. Oh, well, I had an article. I had the article about it. Oh, here you go. So, there's 8 cases still awaiting rulings. And they're the ones that are most had the most debates. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text. Ranch dressing. Is that one of the things that's been discussed? Huh. Here's another text. We're talking about World Cup and how foreigners are coming here and they're just like going to social media, feeling compelled they need to go to social media and tell people we've been lied to. America is amazing. Here's a text says that's because our liberal media trashes the United States. Here's the thing. It's not necessarily our liberal media. They're foreigners. They're not watching our media. It's their liberal media that's bashing us and trying to paint a picture. It's propaganda. That's what we've talked about so many times before. It's propaganda. They're also drinking the bars empty too, apparently. Oh, I read about that in Boston. Apparently the, was it the Irish who were there for their game in Boston? It was one of these cups. They basically drank out like the bars in Boston, which Boston is like, you know, I would say that's one of our drinking cities. And apparently they just outdo our, I see. Foreigners are loving ranch dressing. That's hilarious. I haven't heard that one. Best videos are the ones where they're visiting our restaurants. I can't tell you how many times I've heard them say, can you believe America has free refills on your drinks? Yeah, I can. So does my waistline.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The U.S. and Iran agreeing to pause strikes and meet later this week after escalating tensions threatened to put their peace deal at risk over the weekend.
Technical talks on fleshing out the proposed peace deal are reported by Reuters to be planned for Tuesday in Qatar, but the Iranian deputy foreign minister insists they have nothing in the diary this week. This after the United States and Iran agreed to end a recent renewal of violence. American strikes against Iranian targets near the Strait of Hormuz were met with attempted Iranian drone attacks on the U.S. military in Bahrain.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. The search for survivors continues in Venezuela after twin earthquakes killed more than 1,400 people last week.
Nearly 70,000 others are reported missing and thousands of buildings are destroyed. Venezuelans are criticizing the government's response as inadequate.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.375. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get to a look at our forecast with Marion Caldwell. That's up in just a few minutes. Now, the city of Pensacola is reportedly running out of patience with the New York real estate company that owns the abandoned medical center on North Palafox. The building now back in violation after plywood securing windows and doors was removed. And that allowed people inside. Code enforcement has reinstated the $100 per day fine. City officials say they are exploring every legal option available, including potentially declaring that property a nuisance. The city tried to purchase the property for $1.3 million last year, but the owners backed out of the deal. Well, an investigation underway after a fatal shooting at the Budget Inn on West Cervantes last night. PPD reported the incident just after 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot and later died. Another person was taken into custody. So far, no word on the suspect's identity or a potential motive for that shooting. Three people were taken to the hospital Saturday after a jet ski crash on Pensacola Beach. First responders were called to the 400 block of Quietwater Beach Road, where Escambia EMS, Fire Rescue, and Pensacola Beach lifeguards responded. No other details on that have been released. An Escambia Sheriff's Office cruiser reportedly struck a pedestrian on Saturday morning at near the intersection of Dog Track Road and Gulf Beach Highway. Deputies say the cruiser was leaving a stop sign at low speed when the pedestrian walked into its path. The pedestrian suffered minor injuries. FHP responded and is handling that crash investigation. Well, if you saw a lot of law enforcement out at the Mobile Highway Walmart on Saturday, a woman is facing DUI charges after deputies say she intentionally rammed her car into multiple vehicles in that parking lot on Saturday afternoon. Several people were injured, including at least one person struck by the vehicle. Deputies say the woman refused to exit the vehicle and had to be forcibly removed. And the woman was reportedly visibly intoxicated when she was removed from that vehicle. FHP is handling the crash investigation. The woman's name has not been released. Well, there's new report out on the now-closed Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Detention Center in the Everglades that puts a price tag on it of nearly $3.5 million per day, likely making it the most expensive immigration detention facility in U.S. history. CBS News Miami says the high cost was driven by a lack of infrastructure. They had to use generators fueled by diesel that was trucked in daily. Senator Rick Scott says the United States will keep military pressure on Iran if diplomacy fails. He was on Fox News on Sunday, and Scott said the Trump administration is giving Iran a chance to make a deal, but the alternative is clear.
They've been killing us for 47 years. This president is, for the first one, has been stepped up and said this is going to end, and they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. Is it hard? Yeah, it's really hard. Is the president probably frustrated today that you know they haven't stopped? Yeah, he is. But I think we're doing the right thing. We're going to give them a chance. And if not, we're going to have to continue to bomb them.
Scott also raised concerns about Qatar's role as a mediator in the negotiations, saying the country has long supported Iran and still hosts Hamas. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Taking a look at the big board, still just working that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. No roadblock associated with that. Also, the front gate of NES Pensacola backed up to Interbay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
It's a warm start to the work week with lows starting out in the 80s. First thing on your Monday morning as we go into the afternoon, temperatures heating up into the low 90s, mostly sunny skies. Heat index values will be as high as 106 degrees. Going into tonight, skies stay mostly clear with temperatures in the 80s. And then going into Tuesday, warm in the 90s once again with just a slight chance for an isolated shower. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather.
And we've got sunshine this morning, 78 degrees right now. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Comcast shares have surged as much as 23% this morning after the company announced its plans to separate its media and technology businesses into two publicly traded companies through a tax-free spinoff of NBC Universal and Sky. The spinoff is expected to be completed in about 1 year. Oil prices are higher this morning following days of tit-for-tat strikes by the U.S. and Iran that underscored the fragility of their interim peace deal and again slowed energy shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. West Texas Intermediate at $69 a barrel, Brent at $72. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors looked ahead to key jobs data coming later this week and monitored a fragile pause in hostilities between the U.S. and Iran. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield rose less than a basis point to 4.376%. Futures are moderately higher amid tensions in the Middle East. Dow futures up by more than 200 points. NASDAQ futures up by more than 300 points. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code PROGRAM25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROGRAM25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROGRAM25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Remember, you can stream us anytime, anywhere on our mobile app. Just download that on iPhone or Google Play Store or the Apple or Google Play Store. We were talking about World Cup and how there's a lot of the stories going around is foreigners visiting our country and feeling compelled to go to social media and inform their fellow citizens that they've been lied to about America, that it's amazing, that it feels safe, that it doesn't feel racist and doesn't feel like they hate foreigners and on and on and on. And then, yes, some of them are drinking out our bars, like completely emptying our bars of beer and alcohol and stuff. Like some of our biggest cities like Boston, we can't handle the drinkers from foreign drinkers from like Ireland and Scotland and stuff. But a text here says they have this negative perception of us because of our liberal media. And I was saying, well, it's their media. And it said, well, their media parrots ours. BBC England is basically CNN. I was stationed in Germany for 6 years. I watched media around the world. American media influences foreign media. Also watch any morning talk show here. They trash us and it's broadcasted there. By the way, ranch dressing is something we could not get in Germany, and I missed it. Oh, really? You couldn't get ranch dressing? And man, I'm trying to remember when I lived in, I mean, I haven't lived overseas in, I don't want to say 30 years now. Holy crap, getting old. So I don't remember it. I don't remember if I had ranch back then. I was never a massive ranch fan. So I don't know. I eat ranch with like vegetables, like for dip. And that's about it. I don't use it on salad. I like balsamic vinaigrette or like a raspberry vinaigrette or something instead. So there you go. Oh, please. Come on, Mark. You're killing me. There is, if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. What do foreigners eat their fried pickles with? I don't think they eat fried pickles. In fact, I'll go visit other parts of the country, of our country, and I'll be like, I want some fried pickles. And they're like, what, fried pickles? Who fries pickles? I'm like, everybody in the South. So, and fried okra, they don't even know what you're talking about. They don't even know what okra is outside of, like, the Mason-Dixon line. Like, as soon as you cross the Mason-Dixon line, you're like, man, I'm in the mood for some fried okra. And they're like, fried what? They don't even know what you're talking about. So, yeah, we've got chances. 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 93 today. Excessive heat advisory. So be sure to, stay cool today. I do have, Supergirl. Supergirl, $38 million at the box office opening. Toy Story 5, though, stayed on top with $70 million. That's right. The Pixar, is it a sequel? I don't know what you call it, but it did decline 56%, but it still ends up beating Supergirl. I was actually surprised about that. I don't know. I have not talked to anybody who's been excited to see Toy Story 5. Now, granted, I don't have little ones in the house anymore. If I did, I probably would be seeing Toy Story 5, but it doesn't mean I want to see it. Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, even Toy Story 3. Yeah, sure. I got to 4 and now 5. I'm not interested anymore. Done.
It's the Taylor Swift song.
So unless I have to take, somebody to go see it, it's not one I'm like looking forward to. The Supergirl, I am interested in that one. It looks very different. I haven't seen it yet. But I liked the last Superman that came out. I've seen it a few times, like when it came on Max, and I thought it was pretty good. So I have been wanting to see this, even though this looks quite different than Superman did. But it still didn't do as good as what as Toy Story 5. Ben Affleck has a new action sequel coming out. I'll tell you about that right after Traffic on the Fives.
Travis brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, develops better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Taking a look at the big board, still just dealing with that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, excellent. So, Ben Affleck's new sequel is one, if you haven't seen it yet, I would recommend it. The Accountant 2. I mean, it's been out now for what, a couple of years or something like that. So The Accountant came out in 2016. I cannot believe it's been 10 years. Holy smokes. The Accountant 2 is now on streaming platforms, and it's got a lot of people excited to be able to watch it on streaming again. Because it was off of streaming apparently for a little bit. So now it's available on a couple of different streaming platforms. So you can check that out as well. So America, we are now, we're 250 years old, right? I saw this article from the Associated Press. And I'm just going to read part of it and then comment. And if you would like to weigh in, you can do so. 850-437-1620. Oh, I do want to read this real quick. Toy Story 5 was actually really good. The message in there was actually kind of sad, highlighted how technology has changed our kids, and kids no longer play and have the imagination we did when we were growing up without technology. Oh, boy, going to get me on a high horse there because, our kids are losing their imagination, and it's sad. I'm not a Luddite. I'm not one of those parents or that's like, no video games and da-da-da-da. But boy, there definitely has to be some sort of restrictions in order for them to do that. The problem is you restrict your kid, and you're like, hey, you can only have an hour or 2 hours of video game playing. Now go outside and play. Who are they going to play with? Because unless other people's kids have the same mentality you do, your kids go outside to play, and all the other kids are inside playing video games. That's the problem. That's one of the big problems that you're finding. So, all right, real quick here. America, this is the AP article. I'm going to read part of it, and then I'm going to comment a little bit about it. And if you'd like to comment, 850-437-1620. America split from monarchy 250 years ago. Donald Trump's presidency is testing how far it's come. That's the headline. That's the headline from the Associated Press. Now, granted, the very first line in the actual article changes the tone a little bit. The presidency today, even when colored by President Trump's worst excesses, is still not a monarchy. Okay? You pull it back a little bit, but goodness gracious, this kind of language. All right, let me continue reading it. This is from the Associated Press. Don't shoot the messenger. The 250th anniversary of America's liberation from a king kicked off with a campaign-style rally on the National Mall by President Donald Trump, whose face already stares down from banners fluttering from federal buildings across the nation's capital. All right? Anyway, we'll continue on. If you haven't seen those banners, look them up. I don't think they're actually kind of funny to me, but the image illustrates how the Republican president has dominated daily life since returning to power and, to some, evoke more the style of a monarch than the leader of the world's oldest democracy. But it's also how he has wielded that power that has led to comparisons of an imperial reign. Okay, so what are the ways that he's wielded his power to sound like he's having some sort of monarchy. I continue the AP article. Since returning to office in January 2025, Trump has nominated one of his personal lawyers to serve as attorney general. Okay. I mean, if you want to go back in the history of presidents who have put in personal favors to people to put them in positions of power, I mean, you think he's the first one to ever do that? Anyway, continue on. He ordered the Department of Justice to pursue his political enemies. Okay, he's ordered him to do that. There has been recent history. I'm not even going to call out the presidents, but there has been recent history of presidents who have actually targeted conservatives and other conservative organizations with excessive, not just Department of Justice, but using the IRS to go after them, to go after their political enemies. Continue on. Deployed the U.S. Marines at the nation's second largest city. Okay. First of all, everything you've described right here, nothing is illegal and nothing is something a monarch would do. Everything is within the executive powers. He leveraged the presidency to enrich himself and his family. Okay. Now that kind of sucks. And there's some pretty strong articles that you can read that shows how that's happening. I have staunch Republican friends who are adamant that Trump is manipulating the stock market to make money for himself. Possibly. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of evidence out there. But does that make him a monarch? Continue on. Oh, by the way, have you done any kind of research at all to see the members of Congress who go into Congress and watch their net worth dramatically increase once they get into Congress? It's crazy when you see when you go into that kind of research. Guys who were making way less than six figures a year their entire life, then they go into Congress, and within 7-8 years, they're millionaires. So he's not the only one. This is a congressional problem. This is a Democrat and Republican wide. He has demanded that comedians who mock him be fired. Okay, he demanded it, but he couldn't fire them. A monarch would fire them, would just get rid of them, off with their head. He slapped his name on the Kennedy Center and has pushed to seize control of elections. He's pushed to seize control of elections, or he's actually tried to help states enforce their own state laws. Anyway, continuing, he's filed lawsuits against news organizations whose coverage he disliked, or different wording, whose coverage slandered him. Hey, depends on your angle, I guess. And has sued his own government seeking $10 billion in taxpayer money. Okay, so it goes on, and then it goes on and basically says, despite all of these things, he's not King George the Third. He's not this and this and this. And then the rest of the article goes on and says, like, look, he's not a monarch. The thing is whenever I hear this monarchy language and rhetoric, it drives me nuts, because the biggest threat that we've had to our democracy in the last 10 years was actually not even Trump. And it wasn't Obama. It wasn't Biden. It wasn't George W. Bush. It was our Supreme Court before this Supreme Court. And I know this Supreme Court is controversial to a lot of people because they go, they're conservative leaning. I think that I think they have made some mistakes that I would disagree with, but I think that they're actually more constitutional. And let me give you the biggest thing. I'm going to run this down in like 1 minute. President Obama signed DACA. That was the Dreamers Act, right? That allowed somebody who came over here as a child of an illegal immigrant, the children shouldn't be held responsible for their parents bringing them over here when they were kids, and therefore they would basically be treated like citizens. Trump came in and Trump tried to get rid of that. He came in his office, says, we're going to get rid of DACA. It was an executive order. We're going to get rid of it. He was sued for it. It went all the way to Supreme Court, and that Supreme Court at the time upheld it. They said, no, DACA is going to remain the law of the land. And I was stunned. You literally just had President Obama sign an executive order, and it became a decree of the land. And nobody on any kind of loud microphone level was calling this out and going, oh my gosh, we just turned Obama into a dictator. Because even though he's no longer in office, things that he did with executive orders now are being upheld. So then Biden came through. And so Trump ends up passing a bill that says Stay in Mexico Act. So he passes this executive order says Stay in Mexico. You can't get processed while you wait for your citizenship or for asylum here in America. You've got to wait in Mexico to get processed if you're trying to declare asylum. Biden comes in and goes, I'm getting rid of that. And the Supreme Court came in and goes, no, you can't get rid of that. Stay in Mexico has to remain policy. And Biden sued and said, why? And they were like, because we already upheld that Trump couldn't get rid of DACA, so now we can't get rid of Stay in Mexico policy. So now they've actually created precedent for a U.S. president to just sign an executive order and it becomes law of the land. That was the biggest threat to our monarchy. Luckily, the new Supreme Court came in, and actually Biden actually continued the lawsuits, or his administration continued the lawsuits and appealed those decisions. And finally, when he appealed it, the Supreme Court came through and went, you know what? We're right. The president can't make law of the land by an executive order. We need to roll those back. So they rolled them both back, both of those decisions back. That was the biggest threat to the monarchy. It has now been corrected. All this other rhetoric about Donald Trump is junk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thank you, Bobby. Still working that vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. No roadblock associated with that. U.S. 98 east and westbound through Navarre is flowing smooth. If you see anything, 437-1620. Back to you.
All right, let's get a quick break. We'll come back here and wrap it up on News Radio 93. Informative,
if
local, dependable.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
You don't need another money hack. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, coming up here at the beginning of the next hour, today is the day that Ron DeSantis has to make a decision about the budget. We'll be talking about that and veto powers and things like that. Dad jokes here. What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. He's on the ground. He's beef. That's good stuff. What is the witch's favorite subject in school? Spelling. Well, that's some good stuff. And finally, how can you tell a vampire has a cold? They start a coughing. Oh my goodness. Random fact here for you. China has more English speakers than the United States. Say what? Well, apparently it's because of their population. So they have such a huge population, even though it's not like a majority can speak English or whatever, they have more English speakers than the United States has, actually. That's crazy. A piece of paper can be folded no more than 9 times. No matter how hard you try, you physically cannot fold a piece of paper more than 9 times. Now I got to try it. Except, and it's talking about like in half, like you can't just do like parts of it or something like that. 35% of people who use personal ads for dating are already married. 35. Yeah, that's right. A little more than 1/3 of people. So if you're single and you're on some dating app, chances are 1 out of 3 people you're talking to already married. Golf courses cover 4% of North America. Holy smokes. And finally, there are no clocks in Las Vegas gambling casinos. That's right. They want you to lose track of time on purpose. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
He insists yet again.